We are looking at Surah Qaf, which is in the 26th juz of the Noble Quran, Surah number 50. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala paints a very vivid picture of what will happen to a person on the last moments of one's existence in this world. Also, when one enters into the grave and onto the plains of Qiyamah. It is at that time that the angels will come and question man. And those who had done well in this world will be ready. But those who had followed the nafs and shaitan, they will be in a very difficult position at that time. At that time, the criminal is present or presented, and it will be said that at that moment, وَقَالَ قَرِينُ هَذَا مَا لَدَيَّ عَتِيدٍ. His companion angel says, this is what I had readied with me. Alqiya fi jahannama kulla kafarin anid. Allah will say, you too will cast into the fire of Jahannam every ungrateful unbeliever. That every unbeliever will be brought. Shaitan will say, this is what I prepared. Here he is, meaning that this person obeyed me, so that's why he's going to bear the consequences. What is part of what the person did? Manna il khayr mu'tadim murib. Hindering of good, transgressor, and creator of doubt. The order will be issued in the divine court that two angels, that these type of people maybe should be thrown headlong into the fire of Jahannam. Who are they? Alladhi ja'ala ma'allahi ilahan akhar. Who had adopted another deity with Allah. Falqiyahu fil adhab al-shadid. Now it will be said, cast them into a severe punishment. In other words, such people are truly eligible for the most fierce of punishment. قَالَ قَرِينُ رَبَّنَا مَا أَدْغَيْتُ وَلَكِنْ كَانَ فِي ضَلَالٍ بَعِيدٍ. And the companion shaitan at that time will exonerate himself from the unbeliever and say, oh, sustainer, I did not push him into transgression. Rather, he was lying far astray. I could not force him to do anything. I merely encouraged him a little. And this wretched person went far astray on his own. He chose to do this on his own. So in this world, shaitan prompts you, he tries to get you into all sorts of problems and do all sorts of wrong things. And then when the real time comes, when the push comes to the shove, when it comes to crunch time, at that time, shaitan will totally abandon the person, say, I did not lead him astray, he went on his own. And then shaitan and the person will start arguing, and it will be said, لا تختصموا لدي. Do not dispute in my presence. وَقَدْ قَدَّمْتُ إِلَيْكُمْ بِالْوَعِيدِ. Allah said, I had warned you previously of this punishment. In other words, do not prattle over here. Everyone was informed of right and wrong. Now each of you will be punished according to your sins. Those who went astray, and those who deluded others, all of them will have to taste the outcome of their activities. Now arguing, prattling, disputing, it will have no benefit. مَا يُبَدَّ الْقَوْلَ لَدَيَّ. My word cannot be changed. وَمَا أَنَا بِظَلَّامِ الْعَبِيدِ. Nor am I unjust to my servants. There is no question of oppression with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whatever decision is passed, it is balanced in absolute wisdom and justice. And the word cannot be changed, meaning that the unbeliever cannot be forgiven now. Shaitan, the worst of unbelievers, will never be forgiven. Further, what will happen? Allah says, يوم نقول لجهنم هل امتلأت وتقول هل من مزيد. The day when we shall say to Jahannam, are you filled? And Jahannam will say, هل من مزيد. Are there any more? So the fire of Jahannam is so vast that it will not be filled with people. In its extreme rage, it will be asked for more unbelievers, more of the disobedient ones. وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ. Jannah will be brought close to the righteous, not far away. Paradise will not be far from them. They will see its lushness, its adornments from very, very close to them. هَذَا مَا تُوَدُونَ لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ حَفِيذٍ. This is what have you been promised to everyone who remained repentant, kept remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Paradise has been promised to every person who is awwab and hafidh. Awwab refers to a person who turns to Allah, who repents to Allah. It is stated by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhum. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhum and others say that Awwab refers to a person who recalls his sin in loneliness, in privacy, in secrecy, and he asks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Ubayd ibn Umair radiallahu anhu said that Awwab is one who seeks Allah's forgiveness of his sins in every sitting. And we've been advised to recite Subhanallah wa bihamdihi Allahumma inni astaghfiruka mimma asabtu fi majlisi hadha. Allah, you are pure, praise unto you. O Allah, I seek forgiveness of the evil that I might have committed in the sitting. That is one of the supplications that we are to ask of Allah at dispersing of a gathering. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik. La ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Ya Allah, you are pure. Allah, praises to you. There is no deity but you. I seek forgiveness from you and I turn to you in repentance. That is Awwab. And Hafidh, according to Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, says Hafidh is the one who remembers his sins so that he may return to Allah in a repentant and make amends. Al-Hafidh wal-Hafidh li-Amrillah. Some of the ulama say that Hafidh is the one who remembers his covenant with Allah and does not break it, nor does he betray it. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever performs four rakats ishraq prayer early in the day is Awwab and Hafidh. Man khashya ar-Rahman bil-ghaybi wa ja'a bi-qalbin munib. Who are they? They are those who feared Allah, the merciful, without seeing him, and came to him with a repentant heart. The characteristic of munib is that a person is always turning, always maintains respect for Allah and humbles himself and gives up his sensual and base desires. Udkhuluha bisalam. It will be said, enter into paradise with peace. The nature of paradise, or the nature is such that those who remember Allah in this world and turn to Him after having safeguarded themselves from sin, who fear the might and power without having seen Him, and who present themselves with a clean and pure heart, the time will then come for them to enter into the abode of peace and well-being, and the angels will greet them with the greeting of salam. And from this point, it will be ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْخُلُودِ. This is the day of eternity. From now onwards, it will only be eternity. لَوْ مَا يَشَاءُنَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ. For them, in Jannah is whatever they desire. Whatever they desire. And even more than that, every desire will be fulfilled. In paradise, they shall receive whatever they want. Apart from this, they shall receive bounties which they cannot imagine. The pleasure of seeing Allah without even thinking of how is it possible. And even more than that, that Allah has so much that we cannot fathom. No matter what you ask, Allah will give you all of that. And in giving to you, nothing will be depleted from the stock or the treasures of Allah. Nothing can obstruct Allah from giving. And His bounties and His kingdom is limitless. And that is what we need to keep in front of us. Let us reflect on the bounties of Jannah and bring it alive in front of us so that we desire it and that Allah gives us the ability to do actions that we attain that. That all that indescribable bounties. In another verse, the order is, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا حُسْنَ وَزِيَادَةً. For those who have done good in is the best and even more. That is what waits in store for the believers. May Allah make us truly from them who do good deeds that will make us worthy of these extra bounties of Allah.